From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. They called him the Swamp King. In Kalispell, in northwestern Montana, people started spotting a huge white-tailed buck who was making his home just blocks away from a highway crossing, the busiest intersection in town. Tracking the elusive 14-point buck became a bit of an obsession for Kalispell resident Ben Long. He lives next to the park where the deer was living, and he joins us now. Mr. Long, when did you first see the Swamp King?
Well, I can't be exactly sure, but I think I first saw him in the fall of 2003. He was eating apples under my neighbor's apple tree.
And your reaction when you saw him?
Well, I was flabbergasted, frankly. He's just that big an animal that you couldn't help but be pretty awestruck by him. He looked almost like he had a small tree growing from his head. His antlers are so large, and so they would catch anybody's attention if you saw him.
And is this true that his crown of antlers could be a record breaker?
Well, it certainly is enough probably to make the record book. We don't know. We haven't had him officially scored yet, but the initial measurements indicate that he'll make the record book.
And describe the habitat where the deer was living. What kind of area is this?
Well, it's a beautiful spot. There's a river called the Stillwater River, which comes through town, and it has big cottonwood trees along the sides and a lot of red osier dogwood. And so he lived there. It's a nice, thick little forest for him to live in.
But the tricky part, I guess, is that it was so close to this highway crossing.
Well, he evidently figured out a way to make a living without getting run over. There's it's a little town of about 20,000 people, and there's a lot of traffic.
It sounds like this became a little bit of a mission for folks in town to try to get photos of him, sort of like people who would try to take pictures of the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland.
Right, maybe our own local paparazzi. He would just kind of show up for a few moments at a time usually. You wouldn't see him for very long. He was pretty shy. But there were several people who glimpsed him and who caught pictures of him, and we'd email them around, and he had a bit of a reputation in town.
Now, we should cut to the chase here, which is that just last month, you had your final sighting of the Swamp King. Tell us about that.
Well, a local wildlife biologist and I had set up a remote-triggered camera trying to catch a picture of him to learn more about his habits. And in January, when I went to go change the film and the batteries in the camera, I stumbled across him. But unfortunately, he died in the meantime, and so I found him in the snow. And the ravens and other scavengers had picked him over pretty well.
He wasn't in such great shape.
No. We figure he had 7.5 good years and one bad day.
And is there any clue into how he died?
Well, he seemed to have been in good physical condition up until the time he died. So our best guess is that he was hit by a car or perhaps a poacher shot him and lost him.
Is it a hard thing to know that he's gone, that you can't keep looking out for him?
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll miss him. It was a sad thing to find him. But yesterday I was out walking my dog, and we saw another big whitetail buck, not as big, but probably younger, perhaps one of his offspring. And we'll be watching to see if he grows to match the Swamp King.
Ben Long, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.
Ben Long of Kalispell, Montana, talking with us about the end of Swamp King, the 14-point buck.